Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. Yes, round one, because we're going to play again an hour from now, so don't worry if you don't get called this time around. And even if you don't get called this time around, your chances are still there, because if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone.
Yep.
Including those who have not signed up at KidNation.com, but we still urge you, go sign up. It takes you a minute, and you only have to do it once. Here are the three names that have 10 minutes to call us back. First one that gets to play. Keisha Padgett, Rebecca Martinez, Sheila Vigil. Sheila Vigil, Rebecca Martinez, Keisha Padgett. You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you can win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. Maybe, perhaps, you would like to use it on some of the ideas we give you with Fun Do or Fun Don't.
Oh.
Which is coming up in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
We scour the internet and find those, you know, GoFundMe accounts where they're trying to come up with something cool to sell. You give them a little money, and sometimes you get kickbacks. You could say, hey, I put in on that.
Right.
Could be the next iPod or something. Something cool like that.
It's big.
Somebody had to come up with the first one.
They did.
Maybe come up with really the Samsung 8 since the 7 didn't go so well.
Yeah, that,
right. the replacement is blowing up too.
It's a bad week for Samsung, man.
Right.
Listen,
man.
Their stock is like
plummeting.
Plummeting. Man, I feel bad for them.
I'm not well versed in the
stock. We're not in the know. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We're so split there. When you don't have that Samsung,
right.
You don't pay attention to the news with it as much.
But
right?
Do you, now that it just plummeted, do you think they're going to come back? Should we buy stock with Samsung?
Might be the right time to buy.
Right? Take a little risk?
You're taking a risk.
But they've proven that they can make awesome TVs.
Dude, I'm really digging the Samsung TV.
Yeah.
What is that thing, the commercial they have? Isn't it the Samsung with the headset and everybody's like, oh my God!
Oh, the virtual reality.
Yeah, and they're crying and weeping, and it's like, that.
I love that you brought that up. I was sitting with my girlfriend over the weekend, and that commercial makes me tear up.
I know.
Commercials make me cry.
Yeah. If they connect
weird.
With you on an emotional level. Yeah.
You could tell me a really sad story about yourself, and I'd sit here just stoic and stone cold, and then I see a commercial. That iPhone commercial makes me cry, too. With the low light feature, when the guy, it just has pretty music, and the guy gets up in the middle of the night and he goes out and he sees the deer at the gas station. You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen that.
It's not sad. It's not sad. I just, there's something about people's like memories and taking pictures. I really love it.
Right.
I'm stupid.
No,
I just
not.
Realized how stupid that was to say. I cry at a lot of commercials.
Is that iced tea?
Nope.
Not that one.
That one makes me cry laughing.
That did not make me tear up.
That's Al's favorite.
I love that commercial.
From the text, can we get a rant berry today on Love Letters to Kelly?
Maybe.
I don't know. It depends on what I'm asked.
We might. We have Love Letters to Kelly coming up about 40 minutes from now.
I may hijack one from you, maybe two.
What?
You have a Big Al love letter?
Because we read these before, you know, to find out which ones we kind of like. And I found two here that I can answer with the same three words.
You want to be love letters to Big Al.
Just tell me if you agree with me or not. And
okay.
I kind of think you will.
I'm completely okay with that.
I kind of think you will. Because these... Anyway, we'll get to it later.
You know,
I think
dealing
that's
with
fair.
My own drama.
You're dealing with drama?
What?
Yes, I had to make a real... Alan and I had to have a little come to Jesus in our relationship last night.
Come to Jesus?
Wait a minute. It's 9 months. This is like a pivotal point. What happened?
What happened?
We can't do Words with Friends anymore.
Oh, really? It got that bad?
It's not even, like, y'all think it's fun. It's not fun.
No, I know.
Kelly's a very, very sore loser.
I'm a very sore loser.
It's okay. You're competitive.
I'm not competitive,
but she doesn't like
to win. I'm not competitive. I'm just a sore loser.
I mean, she doesn't
like
to lose.
That doesn't make sense to me. If you don't care
about competing,
I don't like looking stupid, and I don't like doing things I'm not good at.
Okay.
Okay? And I was an English major. No, I just don't like looking stupid, so I just don't do it.
Okay.
I don't go out and try to practice to get better so I can come back and beat you. I just want to quit. I don't want to do it.
I got you.
I'm not competitive.
But if she does do it, she's going to do it with attitude. She's CWA, attitude.
But I'm going to do it because he really wanted to do this with me. I said, pick something else. Just pick another app where we can play each other, because I have never been good at Scrabble.
Uh-huh.
Since a child, I've not been good at Scrabble. That's why I don't play Scrabble. So just because you're calling it Words with Friends, it's still Scrabble.
Yeah.
And last night, it was just it came to an ugly head.
It did?
Yes. What was the word?
It wasn't even about the word. It was about him trying to show me how Scrabble works.
Oh, we can't show you girl stuff.
And how easy it is.
Oh.
And he doesn't understand why it's that big of a deal to me. I'm like, we're not playing
it. Well, it's easy to some people, but it's not to others. Did it make you mad?
He's like, he finally said, I said, look, I know I'm a butt, and I'm sorry, you are in love with a butt. That's what I had to say, and I'm sorry.
He
said, okay, obviously this means more to you than it does to me. This is what he says.
Yeah.
So we're just not going to play anymore.
There you go. That's
you got what you wanted.
No, it's not what I wanted, because now I feel bad.
Well, what did you want?
That's what you wanted.
What do you want?
What I wanted was to have never played in the first place.
But now,
I can't go back.
No.
And now he sees that, he says, Kelly, here's a couple of, I said, what about positive Kelly? What about positive Kelly?
Yeah, so I want to hear about.
He said, now I've seen there are a couple of negative things about you. He said, but there are 500 positive I can compare them to.
Oh, this guy.
So this is choosing your battles, and this was one of them.
He said,
he gave in, and he's fine.
He said, you have been grumpy since the day we started playing. And that's true.
That is very true.
I have been grumpy.
True, because you walked out of the makeup room yesterday in one of those, and your hair looked great, and you did one of those, like, oh, whatever. And Janine looked at me like, you know, she gets so defeated, like, it's her fault. And I'm like, Janine, it's not you. It's not you. Her hair looks great. And now it makes sense. You were upset about Words with Friends.
I can't.
That is why you've been in a bad mood.
I don't know. He says, you have been grumpy since the first day.
I wanted to ask you this, though, because I saw yesterday one of your very good friends, Deontay, who used to work here.
And see, I don't appreciate what they're doing. That is not cool. My friends think they're being cute.
They're trying to get your back, though.
That's not getting my back.
Trying
to embarrass my boyfriend and posting on social media how you beat him. Okay, how does that change the fact that he always beats me, number one? It doesn't make me feel any better. And you're trying to make my boyfriend look bad.
Yes.
That's not helping me. That
was a show bird.
And just basic dating 101, I think one of the things is, don't try to make your boyfriend look stupid is probably one of the things.
I'm going
and so how are you helping me by trying to show how much smarter you are at playing Scrabble than he is?
What?
That's not helping me.
Oh, okay. What they're trying to say, hey, he could be beat.
Yeah, whatever. I don't, you know, this is just, Words with Friends is the devil. It's not Hillary Clinton. It's Words with Friends.
I got a political dig in there.
No, Donald called her that the other night.
Suggestion for Kelly. Keep your relationship strong. Learn Texas Tech fight song.
I don't know they had one.
Beat.
Every school has one. Oh my god.
Is it?
Yeah. Go, Kelly, go.
Well, does it have words?
What are the words?
I don't know.
No, maybe it doesn't have words.
I didn't go there.
Well, when you hear this, you need to get your guns up, for sure. I guess it doesn't have words. Yeah. Okay, let's find one of the words. All right, sorry.
Long time. Fight, Raiders, fight. Fight, Raiders, fight.
Okay, good.
There's a hole? I mean, there's a lot of lyrics.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, learn that.
I'll email them.
See, you need to, like, when this song comes on, it's homecoming game, you got your jersey on.
And you sing
it. You need to get into it.
You put the guns up, probably.
Put your guns up and
just get into
it with him. Yeah.
You probably got to do a little step thing.
I'm so excited about this weekend.
I know you will.
I'm not playing Words with Friends anymore. It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah. Adam wrote us and said, see what happens when you ask for a rant, Barry, JC.
You get one.
I know, Adam. I know.
You get one.
We got one.
We haven't even gotten the love letters yet.
Yeah. I know there's got to be other people that have had to draw the line in the sand in their relationship over something so stupid. I know this is stupid.
Oh, I know it is. Maybe they can let us know after we play Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
Because we'll do a little whatever Wednesday.
We just can't do that anymore.
We'll hold that question so we can...
Sounds good.
Throw it out there fresh. Because right now, Sheila is on the phone with us. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Do you know the fight song for Texas Tech?
No.
Me neither.
She can't help you, Kelly. Sorry. I'm sorry. What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving to work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm sorry?
What do you do?
Human resources.
Yeah.
We had one of those yesterday.
Good times for
a lot of that going around.
Human resource luck going on. You married or you single?
Single.
Single and ready to mingle, huh? Mm.
Sure.
What's your favorite place to find a dude?
Oh, I don't go looking.
Oh, you just wait for the guys to come
to you.
That's
right.
Yeah.
So she's waiting for her, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
But those are on Bumble.
Get her some spending money. She can go out.
Yeah, we'll get you some
with
spending.
Girlfriends.
Get yourself a nice little dress. Go out with the girlfriends. And then a guy will come up to you, Sheila. That's how
it works.
That's how it always
that
works.
That easy.
It is.
Yeah, great.
I always see guys walking up to girls buying drinks.
Yeah, and it happens all the time.
And a guy walks away defeated.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do.
And we always love those ones in particular.
Jenna, will you tell Sheila how to play Beat the Bank, please?
Of course. Single Sheila shout out. You're going to get inside the Kid Credit Morning Show Bank Vault. That banker is going to yell dollar amount steadily increasing. It's just on you to decide when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And all you got to do is yell stop, and you get to keep that money. But if you don't yell stop before that vault door closes, you get nothing. Got it?
Got it.
Yes. You got it. Al, how you feeling this morning?
I'm nervous.
Well, okay. All right. Sheila,
take a breath.
Be careful, okay? I think the banker might come out guns blazing, guns up, but I don't think he's going all the way, and I don't want you to get wrecked.
Okay. Wow, look at that.
I get it.
How so punny. All right.
Showbird.
Sheila, step inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank! $150, $180, $220, $260, $360, $400. $430, $510, $540.
Stop.
All right.
Yeah.
540 bones.
Boom.
I'm climbing too.
Yeah.
Big, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do with $540, Sheila?
Maybe plan a vacation, a small vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little weekend getaway.
Come on.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Get the hotel and everything.
Right.
All right, Sheila, just for fun, we always like to see how high it would have gone. See if you made the right choice.
630.
Oh, now it jumps.
800.
Oh, boy.
910.
Uh-oh.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 910 was the max. Okay. That's never going to get old, by the way.
No.
Fast.
Sheila, you enjoy your $540. Thank you so much for playing and signing up and listening.
Thank you.
That's the main thing. She was listening for her name.
That's right.
Called right in, just like that. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Like Kelly said, we do have Whatever Wednesday coming up, but she wants you to make her feel good.
Make me feel good?
Yeah.
Let me know I'm not the only one
who
sucks in relationships sometimes.
You don't suck at relationships. You just suck at words with friends, which makes you suck at your relationship.
And a very poor loser, after nine months, my boyfriend now realizes it's not just a family joke. It's the truth.
Right. Sometimes you can be a butt.
I'm a butt.
You're a butt.
I like big butts.
That's right. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday, but if you want, give us a call and tell us what made you...
It's a little small, silly thing that...
What did you have to give up to save your relationship? And I hope this relationship can be saved.
Oh, it's going to be saved. Alan's
it'll be
got
fine.
You. Yeah, we'll do that next.
Kids Day is coming up on Tuesday.
I'm going to Disney World. Thank kids.
It's our biggest show of the year, and we need your help to support kids and make another trip happen. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of kids, a little update on one of them, one of my best buddies. His name's Rowan Windham.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've listened to the show for a while, you've heard that he's raised money himself for kids, thousands and thousands of dollars. He's done lemonade stands. He's done cookie sales. He's done...
sold his autograph.
He sold his autograph.
Headshots.
And,
very creative.
Yeah. He had something cool happen to him a couple days ago. He's been going through a tough, tough time right now because he's in Seattle getting a marrow transplant, which it's been tough for him to find a match, as you can imagine.
Is it in Baton Rouge or in New Orleans?
San Antonio.
San Antonio, sorry.
And he has been out there for months.
Yeah.
He's going through chemo, grafts, and all this stuff. And they finally said, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and have to try it with your mom. Mm-hmm. Even though she's not a direct match, she's close enough that maybe it'll take. It didn't take. So he has to start his process all over again, right?
Yep.
And he's been, he still smiles. He's been trying to keep a positive attitude, but having to go through this, you could tell he's beat down a bit.
He's exhausted, yeah.
Exhausted. The things he has to go through on a day-to-day basis is something that I guarantee you I could not put up with.
Yeah.
And so the other day, two days ago, his mom texted me at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I saw that it came in, and I'm like, I saw that it was a picture, and at first glance, I'm like, oh, that must be like his favorite nurse, because he sends me pictures of favorite nurses. So I just took a glance, I'm like, cool, it's a picture of him, nurse, cool, put it down. Woke up the next morning, took a closer look at that picture, and it's a bunch of pictures of Rowan with Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
The Chris Pratt.
And actually, this has been making the rounds and with the media and stuff. But yeah, Chris Pratt went to the hospital to visit some of the kids.
He's such a good guy.
He's a great guy. And he was going to the NICU because him and his wife, Anna Faris, had a premature baby. So he wanted to go over there and see those babies. And I guess somebody told him about Rowan.
Yeah.
And how Rowan dressed up as Groot.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
He was in that movie. So he's like, I want to go see him. And they had to wake Rowan up and tell him Chris Pratt is here. And he thought it was a joke. And he goes, no, I don't feel good. And his mom goes, no, it's really Chris Pratt. He is here. He wants to come in. Chris Pratt came in, spoke with him for a few minutes, hung out with him.
That's cool.
And then posted the picture on his Instagram.
Very cool.
And it said, Rowan was Groot for Halloween and his brother was Rocket. What an awesome kid. Great parents from a great family. You're in my prayers tonight, little man. Stay #strong.
Mm.
And he's at Seattle Children's. So, Chris Pratt doing that stuff.
Very nice, Chris Pratt. You know,
Rowan's still getting famous for us.
A little round of applause, Chris Pratt.
Still doing the thing.
Yeah.
And send some prayers for Rowan, because he's fighting for us. And hopefully the next one takes, because they're going to try it all over again.
Good deal.
We love you, Rowan. It's time for Whatever Wednesday. This is where we talk about whatever you want to talk about, Kid Nation.
It's kind of an open line.
Yeah. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we did have a question for you. What did you have to give up in order to save your relationship? That was from Kelly. She had to give up Words with Friends with her boyfriend, Alan, because it was just getting too bad.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan is good at Words with Friends.
I hope he can forgive me.
He will.
You know, our relationship, I think, is changed.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Christine wrote us and said, my husband and I had to give up playing Mario Kart together. Otherwise, we would have gotten divorced. There was one night I threw the Wii controller at his head, and we haven't played since.
See? I mean, these things, it's like you laugh, but I mean, it gets seriously ugly.
Wow. It really does.
That's funny.
Man, I wish my wife would play Mario Kart with me.
No, you don't.
I know.
If
she beat me, I don't know if I could get over it. Because I'm supposed to be good at video. I'm supposed to be the video game head in the house. Kelly, Michelle has a beef with you real quick, though.
A beef? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle.
Word.
Hi.
Don't pile on. I feel bad enough.
So what happened, Michelle?
So during your rant, Barry, my 3-year-old heard a word that in our house is bad, and what? She had something she wanted to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, baby. You want to tell Miss Kelly?
Oh, what did I say?
Barry, what? Barry, you said stupid.
I said, I am so sorry. I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
It's okay.
Oh, thank you, baby doll. I'm sorry.
What is your name, baby?
What's your name?
Haley.
Haley?
Bailey.
Bailey.
I'm going to give you the sweetest kid of the day.
You win today, Bailey. Oh,
You're the most beautiful
kid today.
Thank you for reminding me I need to watch my words.
Yeah. That's right, yeah, Kelly. Kids are listening.
Kelly, we love you.
Oh, Bailey.
You get a double award.
Come on.
Oh, you get a double award.
Is that the cutest thing in the world right there, or what?
Oh my God.
How do you feel now, Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly.
I feel worse. That makes you sound stupid.
Hey.
Shame. I don't remember saying it.
Shame.
That
so
is funny.
Caught in the moment. Yeah. I was blacked out in that rant.
That is funny.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday. My ex-husband once stopped speaking to me for an entire weekend because I beat him at ping pong.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's from Amanda.
That gets intense.
If you're playing, oh, man, yeah.
You just can't do these. I mean.
Some things. Oh, man.
I would quit ping pong.
I would, too.
If
I would
my wife
quit
beat
ping
me
pong.
See, so it's not just me.
No.
You can admit you'd be a sore loser.
Sure. Certain things. There's certain things that I fancy myself to be really
you
good
fancy?
At.
You fancy? You fancy like that?
I'm fancy.
Or even bowling. I don't know why. I don't want my woman to beat me at bowling.
I'll admit it. My wife's beat me at bowling. She does the between the legs thing, and she just happens to get a turkey three strikes in a row. I don't know how she does it, but she's beat
really?
Me.
Really? Wow.
That's why I hate bowling. I hate it. Let's go to the phones with Dominique. Hi, Dominique.
Hi.
All right. So what happened to your relationship? What'd you have to quit?
So this is like about 10 years ago. We were at Bible school, and my friend and I, we always played this game together, Egyptian rat screw or rat tail. People call it different things.
Yeah.
And it's a card game where you have to like slap the cards and whoever gets it first. And so he and I would play all the time. And I remember just one day he just slapped my hand. Oh. And we were like, I remember just looking at him like, excuse me? And so we hadn't even been dating at that time. And we banned the game from our relationship for the health of our relationship. Now, this is 10 years ago. We're married today. And I would like to contribute it to the fact that we have not played that game anymore. Because it was so serious. Like, I just remember, like, I don't think this is going to be healthy for our relationship. So even when we have game nights till this day, we always tell people we can't play Egyptian rat screw or rat tail because, you know, this is something that's...
It'll ruin your relationship.
Yeah, it'll ruin your relationship right there. Yeah.
I feel better that it's not just
Thank
me.
You, Dominique.
And I hope Alan's listening.
Maybe we can talk to him later and hear his account of how this went down.
Yeah.
Gosh, if he forgives me, I'm very lucky.
Kelly, don't feel bad. My boyfriend and I had to quit trivia crack game because he won one game out of 500.
He won one game?
And then he never let her hear the end of it?
Right.
Yeah, right? So the one game they win that makes you want to quit. Oh, this is cool.
What you got?
Hey, Stacy.
Hi, good morning.
So what's going on?
I'm just calling to say that after 101 hours, still without power due to Hurricane Matthew, finally have a radio signal, and it's finally good to hear familiar voices on the radio today.
Oh, so
Stacy,
sorry.
We're glad you got that power.
No, she hasn't.
No.
Oh, no, still
no,
without power.
She just has a radio signal.
Radio signal.
What's the condition of your house or your...
We were very, very lucky. No trees, but our town, Bluffton, South Carolina, and Hilton Head, South Carolina, a lot of damage.
Yeah, it's bad.
I heard, yeah.
But everybody's helping each other out, right? It's
yes.
at least good to
oh,
see
yeah.
that.
We are hashtag low country strong here.
Yes.
All right.
My cousins got out their chainsaws, and they were just going around just country. Helping random people just try to clear. I mean... You know, the men get out the power tools.
Of course, yeah. You got a chainsaw.
Heck yeah.
Stacey, have they told you when they expect to get power back up in your area?
I've heard they're working on the lines, but they say it might not be till Sunday.
What?
Slowly. It's slow but sure. I mean, you got all those power lines. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And water.
But a huge thanks to all the linemen, the first responders, National Guard, everybody who has helped out in our situation here.
Well, we wish you the best, Stacey. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you got us.
Hopefully it comes back before Sunday.
Exactly.
Keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, definitely want that back early. Bye, Stacey. Thank you for calling. Uh-oh. Ken had to give up some that he dearly loved for his relationship. Ken, what did you have to give up, Ken?
So I had to give up my motorcycle when I accidentally on purpose took my wife at 125 mile an hour down the highway. It was bye-bye that next week.
I love how you said accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was going that fast until she grabbed my side.
Dude, how do you not know
you're going? And I was like, oh my goodness.
How do you not know you're going 125 miles an hour?
You did know. I can see that.
Once you pass 80 miles an hour, it just goes.
Oh my God.
Haven't you ever looked down at the speedometer on your car and like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was going
that
fast.
Every morning.
But I don't feel the wind.
I look down at the speedometer when I see a cop and I'm like, oh wait, I'm going fast.
Yeah.
What kind of bike did you have?
CBR 6RR.
Oh, right. CBR 6RR.
You have no idea, Al.
That gets a hashtag. Hashtag don't be a fool. I would say hashtag don't be stupid, but there's little ears watching.
That's right.
Or listening.
I feel so bad about that.
Give your wife a shout out while you got it on the air.
All right. I'd like to give my wife, Jessica, a shout out. Love you very much. 7 years strong.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Awesome.
I'll go on the motorcycle with him. Whoops, accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken. All right, so we helped Kelly solve her love problem, kind of. Now it's time for her to...
Making me feel better.
Yeah, making her feel better.
Me.
Now she fixes yours. Love letters to Kelly's coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
14 minutes away from Beat the Bank round two. Sheila won $540 during her turn. Could have been $910 if she stuck it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It happens, though. You never know how the banker's going to go. Goes really slow, and then sometimes he picks it up at the end.
Never know.
I would have bailed out when she did. We'll call out three names. If you didn't know how to sign up or where to go, go to KidNation.com. You just have to do it once. And even if we call your name and you don't have to happen to get in, we'll throw you back in the pool.
Yeah.
And so you still have a chance. You don't have to do it more than once. Kelly, are you ready to give your beautiful advice?
It is beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
It's going to be really beautiful
today. Beautiful advice.
All right, let's do it. It's time.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Is there such a thing as being too much in love?
Oh,
I'm 24. My boyfriend's 29. We met thanks to Tinder back in January after I moved to a new city for my career, and as cheesy as it may be, we fell head over heels for each other after what was supposed to just be a casual date. We have a lot of things in common. It's a little scary. We can have these thought-provoking conversations where both of us can speak freely about anything and everything. I like to think that we are both level-headed, reasonable people, but even though we keep telling ourselves to slow down, we both still semi-jokingly, semi-seriously talk about our future, like moving in together, traveling the world, getting married, and starting a family. Is this crazy or normal for two people who feel like this might be the one? All the best, Sophie.
Well, just don't ever think it. Just enjoy the ride. I mean, it could come crashing and burning, you know.
Yeah,
or you could just sit around stressing about what's going to happen instead of just enjoying it. I mean, eventually you're going to meet the one. Sometimes you meet him at 24. Sometimes you meet him much older than that.
Hello,
not,
I'm Alan.
Well, not that much older, maybe.
Blowing chestnut mane.
Yes.
So, I mean, quit overthinking it. I think girls are guilty of this a lot.
I hate the one thing,
and
too.
Wondering. And,
like, there's only one person.
Well, you know, you feel that way, and you'd like to believe that, but there might be a few ones before you meet the one.
You always think that in high school, too.
Just enjoy it. I mean, why not be head over heels and enjoy the ride? And if it comes to an end, at least you had a really wonderful time.
Yeah, exactly.
Learned some things and grew as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But stop worrying about what might happen and just enjoy
what is. Thank you, Kelly.
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
After 5 years of marriage and a beautiful daughter, my husband and I divorced last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said he wasn't cut out to be a husband or a father.
Oh, boy.
What? A horrible thing to say.
Oh.
He said he would never get remarried because if he couldn't make it work with me, he wouldn't be able to make it work with anyone. 8 weeks ago, he called me and said he made a mistake and that his life was more fulfilling with our daughter and myself in his life. So for 3 weeks, we tried to make it work. Then out of the blue, guess what he did?
He changed his mind again.
He said he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
He told me this Saturday that he is now engaged to a woman who he has known for 6 weeks.
Oh.
My question is, how do I emotionally deal with this? My family hates him and doesn't understand the amount of pain I'm in. He still says I'm the best person he's ever met, but she's different. They have stuff in common. I can't sleep because I can't believe this is happening to me. Please help me. That's from Rachel.
You're just going to have to go through this. This is awful.
What?
You're going to have to mourn it. You have suffered a tremendous loss. You got your hopes built up again. There is nothing wrong with being devastated, but allow yourself to mourn it properly. Don't let anybody say you need to get on with your life and stuff. You need to be sad for a while.
And he's a mess.
Oh, obviously. What a mess.
Yeah.
First of all, I understand. Okay, you're going to say you're not fit to be a husband. Okay, but don't ever say I'm not fit to be a father, because if your daughter ever hears you say that.
Well, hopefully he's not saying that to her, but a lot of people feel that way, JC.
Yeah.
A lot of people have babies. And then they feel, this isn't for me. And they take off. This isn't like a one-time thing.
I know it's not a one-time thing. But think, like, I just don't get those guys that, I'm just going to take it right now where it's there. And then once a baby is born, no, that's not me.
Well,
sorry about that.
You just do it every day, dog.
Well, that's what happened to me. That's why this is what angers me about men. That when they just walk away, you created that baby.
Yeah.
Well, you have to just go through that. There's no magic formula to it. I don't have any real... You're going to get through it. You're stronger than you think you are. You don't realize it until after you've been through it. Wow, I can't believe I survived that. But you will survive it.
Mm-hmm.
And, just be strong for your little girl.
There you go.
That's all you can do. But allow yourself to mourn. I don't know why people bury these feelings and feel like they have to be so incredibly strong. You can be weak for a little while.
Yeah. It's like being in prison if you hold those feelings in. Yeah. And there is a man out there that will treat you right.
Oh, absolutely. You don't see it at the time. Right. You never think it'll happen to you. But I just advise you not to play words with friends with the next person.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, I have two letters here that I was kind of torn
between.
That's
right. You want to answer them
for
me.
And I'm going to answer them. And one's got like, maybe 10 sentences, but I'm going to probably stop after three. And I'm going to talk specifically to fellas. If you're dating a woman by the name of Tara. This is from Tara.
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I recently met this guy on Match.com, and things seem to be going great. It's been a few weeks. He says I'm the only person he's pursuing, but I have this gut instinct that he's a player. So I made a fake Tinder profile to see if he's on there. If you're dating a girl named Tara, leave her. All right. That's that one. Second letter. Dear Kelly,
was
you're the
love expert. Hold on. What?
Was he on there?
Wow.
No. I'm sorry.
Yes, he was on there.
What?
He was on it.
Do you agree with me?
Well, I think that's your ask. If you go looking, you're going to find it.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. Okay. I found him on there, and he's claiming it's an old profile from 2014. His profile has an anthem song from this year on it and says it auto-populates from Spotify.
Okay. Well, just break up with him and date somebody else then.
Right. Right.
But don't be
go searching
stuff.
And snooping and looking and private.
You don't need to go out of your way.
After
if a guy's
weeks.
Cheating, you're going to find out.
Well, she had the feeling already.
Why are you setting up fake Tinder? That's just, that's
a
match.
After a few weeks.
Yeah, and who cares?
I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah, he's still keeping
you're
his
not
options
even dating.
Open.
Right.
He shouldn't have said that, but no.
I'm sorry.
Just date someone else. What do you ask? What is she asking me if she should give him another chance?
Yes.
No.
That's what thank you. Okay, we agree. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I are both college students, and we've been together for about 10 months now. Recently, I got laid off my job, and I'm looking for a new one. My boyfriend works, still has an income, but my problem is I still pay for everything. He never offers to pay for anything, and I'm already just barely getting by, so I hate it when we go out to eat or do anything. He'll just stand back, pull out his cell phone while I pay.
Oh.
This is taking a toll on me and my financial status. Please help me.
Break up with him.
Trifling, sorry, dude.
Just break up with him.
Yeah, that's an awful guy right there.
But I love him.
You know, the answer's right there.
The answer's right there. Yeah.
He's not paying for, he's not helping you.
He's not you know what, a man, I mean, I know we're in all this state of equality and, you know, women can do anything men can do. But there's something wonderful about a man who wants to take care of his lady.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not saying, you know, Alan, when we first started dating, he paid for everything.
Hello, I'm
but
Alan.
But now, like last night I asked him if he wanted to go to dinner. I was like, I'll get it because I asked you.
Right.
You know, and there comes a point in your relationship where it's not a big
every
deal.
Every once in a while. Yeah. But I remember when
but
I
like
was
this
like,
weekend, he's taking me to Texas Tech homecoming. He's paying for everything. That's his deal.
I love, even when I'm at my brokest, I love being able to scrounge up a few
take
dollars.
Care of your woman.
Check my balance on my credit card or whatever. Okay, I got $97 I can go out.
Somebody that don't take care of nothing.
Yeah.
No, you can do better. There are grown men out there you could be dating, and you're wasting time on this loser.
That's the kind of dude that when you get married, he's gonna want to. He wants his own bank account, and you can't have anything. That's how he's gonna treat you.
Why girls put up with that?
I don't know.
And some men
know.
Put up with sorry too. It's not just women putting up with sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
They'd rather
that's
be with
trifling.
Somebody than be alone.
The other guy was
trust
putting
me,
up with the girls.
There'll come a time in your life when you'd rather be alone.
Right. Yeah. The other guy was putting up with the Tinder girl.
Right.
And that's nuts.
Like I said, those kind of got to me this morning.
I'm sorry you got all upset, Al.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Al?
I'm all right.
You good?
I'm all right.
You got off your chest
I'm
all right,
yeah.
All right, man.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
After all those, I had to do a quick change with the letter. Swapped it out for another one.
Okay.
Something Kelly can actually answer.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm just saying some of these are just ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
As was the one I was about to read. She would have gotten mad. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a longtime listener, about 13 years, and I love the show. You are my favorite.
Thank you.
I've been married for 6 years, and we have a beautiful, silly one-year-old. I hit the husband jackpot for the most part. He's kind, hardworking, great at laundry, and an awesome father who's home every night. Here's my problem.
Uh-oh.
He works out in the home gym in our garage after the baby goes to sleep at night and then tries to come to bed without showering.
Oh, yeah.
I've begged him to shower, and most days he does, but about once a week he's too tired and doesn't. He lets the sweat dry before coming to bed, but still, how can I convince him to shower every night after he works out before coming to bed? I'm a grossed out wife.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You told him how you feel about it, and he does it most of the time. And that one time he doesn't, this is my problem, is after you've expressed how you feel to someone and they still don't change the behavior, what do? You have to find a way to cope with it, I guess, because.
Yeah, they're married. You said married, right?
Yeah, they're married and he's wonderful except for that one night a week when.
Can you just hose him down when he's in the garage?
Is there a way he can work out earlier? So he's not so completely tired that he can take a shower before he goes to bed. There's got to be a way to work this out.
When it's a guy,
what
though,
is it? That's like one of those.
A dude shower can be so fast.
Yeah,
I mean, just 2 minutes.
Just wash the sweat off.
Yeah, he's just being lazy.
Yeah. Rinse off it. It's that quick.
But she's told him how she feels, and he does it anyway. So what is? How
Power
can
struggle.
She get him?
I'm trying to.
You know, I mean, that's like one of those things. Is after you've expressed yourself and he still refuses to do it, then what do you do? What
Febreze
is your
recourse? Start spraying him with stuff.
Your
spray
sheets,
him with your perfume.
Your sheets get all funky smelling.
I know. Then you have to wash the sheets the next day.
He's probably got a big old stain on his side.
No, he said he lets him dry off. But
you
should be taking a shower before he dries off.
But you should be for someone else. I mean, I've done that before. If I'm like dead and fall asleep on the couch after I've worked out or something, you know, and I go get in bed. But if I'm ever with anyone else, I always shower after I work out.
You have to
do it for someone. You're doing it, if not for yourself, for someone else. Yeah.
Whenever
you're sleeping next to.
When you ever have a conversation with somebody about something that's bothering you, don't do it as they're doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps you can have this conversation and really express to him how much it bothers you when it's a Sunday brunch after church, when he's not working out,
uh-huh,
and when he's not right when he gets in bed, when you're at the height of your anger and anxiety and frustration, and you just blurt it out. That's not really the right time, because then he's going to get defensive. And so I suggest having one. Why not try having a conversation with him again about it?
Yeah.
But at a time that is so far removed from when he's working out that you can be level headed and, honey, it's really bothering me. I know you think it's a trivial thing, but this really is bothering me. And I don't want this to lead to something where I start resenting you coming to bed with me at night. I want to be able to snuggle up to you. I love you. And I want to, you know, I love the way you smell when you're all clean and soapy out of the shower. It's just so sexy. And I, you know, might get more sexy talking that way. But do it in a nice way.
Yeah. Just get in the shower and be like, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know how those guys work.
Come on.
You get in
that's
there,
how I'd approach it.
Hey, you want to talk real quick?
And then if he still doesn't shower, I got nothing for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you express your feelings to someone, they know how you feel about it.
And they still don't
And they're
do
that
it.
Disrespectful of how you feel about it. I don't know how you fix that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes though, you want to shower by yourself, because then you get all cold because somebody takes up the hot.
Yeah, showering together,
shower
strike in theory, right?
She's showering. True. She needs a purpose. He needs a purpose for showering.
Yeah.
So you need to hold out.
I've never given that. It's not punishment.
You just don't want to punish.
You don't want a dirty dude.
I've never given that advice.
Yeah. I used to punish. It doesn't work well. I don't think punishing
I've
by
never
withholding
given that,
that smart.
Word
out. As a guy, it's not punishment if a girl says, I don't want dirty dude.
Right.
I want clean dude.
Think of it not as punishment. Think of it as reward for when he does.
Because that's a good
point. He doesn't care.
That's what I just said. When you have that conversation, say, you know, and then I'll want to.
Yeah, yeah.
You might get more sexy time, but don't ever use it as a weapon.
Mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope after that.
Right.
Man, we solved a lot of problems today, I think.
Just like that. Ended two relationships, but they needed to end.
Now we're going to solve some money problems.
Yeah. Right,
you can write your love letter to Kelly at KidNation.com, which is where you go to also sign up for Beat the Bank. It's time for round two. We're going to call out three names. First one in gets to play. Al Mack, do you have those names?
I do indeed. Hannah Cadell, Karina Wakefield, Gustavo Ramirez. Gustavo Ramirez, Karina Wakefield, Hannah Cadell. Give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll hopefully play Beat the Bank coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time.
And I want to tell you everything. Words I never got to see the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground.
Niall Horan. I was waiting for the girls to stop screaming. He's going to be calling the show to talk about his new song, which I love. He did it all in one take with one mic and one guitar. It's a video you get to watch. So we'll catch up with Niall, see what he's been up to. Probably not talk much about One Direction because those guys are beat down by those questions. But we want to definitely see what he's been up to.
So my daughter's in the car last night as we're driving to dinner to meet Alan. And this song comes on. It's the first time she heard it. And she just sat there in the car with her eyes closed and her head back. I'm like, are you okay? Are you going to sleep? She goes, no, I'm just listening. She was just taking it in.
It's one of those songs you do have to do that.
She was just, yeah. I said, you're listening to the words? Yeah. Takes it very seriously, her music.
Good for her. She's been enjoying learning to appreciate.
I'm sure McKelly will be listening. That's This Town, by the way. That's the name of the song. I'm trying to memorize it on the guitar. It's so good. Okay, we'll talk to Niall tomorrow, but it's time to play
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Beat the Bank.
Wow.
So you just freestyled there?
That was a give up.
You know, I have a couple of spares.
Oh, wow. That's an evergreen one?
Wow.
Roses. Violets. Blue.
If I ever get caught off guard, I need and I got caught off guard that time.
That rhyme you gave us smells like poo. It's okay, Al. He did sit on a wall.
A lot of sitting in nursery rhymes.
Yeah. They're very dark, you know.
Yeah.
The whole Humpty Dumpty falling down and cracking himself.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Couldn't put him back together. Well, that means he didn't survive that.
Yeah.
But I watched Goldie and Bear on the Disney Channel with my kids, and he seems to be doing fine on that
show.
He's
okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's walking around. He's got a Band-Aid on him. Speed our contestant. Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show. You're the first one to call, which means you get to play. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I know. We'll fill it in for you.
Are you in South Carolina, too?
I am. Yes, sir.
I wonder, why did I know that? Because I've worked 20 years next to Kelly Raspberry. That's how I knew that.
You recognize when you hear it.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We're Southern people.
How are you doing after the storm? How are you making it?
We didn't get hit bad. We had some neighbors that some trees fell down, but we did pretty good.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
I love your accent.
Thank you.
I could listen to you talk all day long. I love when Kelly goes. When Kelly goes back home and she comes back and she's got that going.
Yep.
All right, Hannah. What are you doing today? Are you going to work?
No, I'm on fall break.
Oh, you're on fall break.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Coker.
Yeah, Coker College. My uncle went there.
Where do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to do marketing at Sunoco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wants to do marketing.
Yeah. Okay.
Down at the plant. No, she wants to do marketing down at the plant.
How do you market the plant?
Sunoco needs help with marketing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. How would you like to start off your marketing at Big Al Max Bar, though?
Yeah, he needs some help.
Yeah,
he needs a lot of help.
I do.
That's tempting. That's real tempting.
Maybe you could do your internship there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's a long drive.
It is a long
very long drive.
Well, you give it some thought, okay? Yeah.
He'll put you up in housing. He's up.
Sure.
All right, Hannah, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. He's going to be giving you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay in there with him. Now, it can get up to $1,000. The only thing you got to say during this game is stop. Once you say that, that's how much money you're going to win. Even if he says $1,000, say stop. Because if you don't and the door closes, what happens, Hannah?
I'll lose everything.
You lose everything.
Oh,
we don't
baby.
Want that.
I don't want that to happen.
You're a student.
No.
We've been there. We know how expensive those dang books are.
I want my hometown girl to win.
All right, we want you to win because you need to get the marketing books so you can get your marketing going. All right, Hannah.
Yes.
Let's step inside. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm feeling sevens.
Sevenish? Okay.
I don't know where the sevens are.
Now, Hannah, Al doesn't know how high it goes. This is just him guessing, feeling it out.
No.
You go by your gut feeling.
Thank you. That's a Very important disclaimer there. Yeah. I know nothing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when did this start? Was it just one person that randomly asked you how you feeling, or you just threw it out there one day?
I don't remember.
I think, yeah, maybe so.
I think you just threw it out.
He's going to tell you how he feels whether you want to hear it or not now.
So, but go with your gut, okay, Hannah?
Please,
it's up
please.
To you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Deep breath. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$100, $280, $380. $390, $470, $560.
Oh no! Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Oh, no.
I'm so disappointed.
That's okay.
It's not okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hannah, give us your address. I'm gonna send you $7, okay?
$7.
Yeah, you and your feelings.
I'll spin in sevens.
Wow, Al.
Ow.
If it makes you feel better, I don't know if you're single or not, Hannah, but a lot of dudes are texting us saying they're in love with you. So there's that.
I am single.
There you are. Oh, what's your name? Maybe they want to look you up on Facebook or something.
Hannah Cadell.
Hannah Cadell.
At Coker College.
At Coker College.
All right,
Hannah.
Now, fellas.
Well, unfortunately, it closed on you, but hopefully you find a boyfriend out of it.
Yeah, there's always a bright side. We love to spin on it.
I'm sorry, Hannah.
We love you, Hannah. Thank you for playing. Have a wonderful day at school.
But you made me happy. Oh, I love hearing from people back home.
Banker made me mad right there.
Granddaddy Earl lived in Hartsville. That's where Coker College is.
Oh, really?
My Granddaddy Earl and Grandma Jean lived in
Hartsville. Do you know Grandma Jean and Granddaddy Earl here?
They're both
What about Red? You know Red? You know Red?
You did know them?
No.
Kelly jumped through the radio.
I did.
Benny, my first boyfriend, lived in Hartsville. I have a lot of connections.
Benet.
May he also rest in peace.
Somewhere.
Apparently, everybody ever knew that lived in Hartsville has passed away.
Oh, really?
I bet there's somebody that y'all both know. There's got to be.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm actually from Macbee, Kelly.
Yeah.
From where?
Gosh, I don't know if I have any family from Macbee.
Macbee.
Yeah.
I got a Mac Pro.
Yeah, me too. Love it.
Anyway, I love hearing from you, and you made my day, and I'm sorry we didn't make yours better.
That's okay. Y'all made my day anyway.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling me.
That southern charm right there.
Yep. Love it.
I tell you, when I have one of my girlfriends, I should play it. She's on Facebook, and she's selling something. Uh-huh. Here I am talking southern again.
Yeah, I know, because you were talking to
and
Hannah.
And I'm like, do we really talk like that? She's on there telling about this new product that just came out. And I wanted to play it for y'all so bad. Because I'm like, she's really serious. And she's talking. And this is the way I talked before I came here, you know.
Yeah.
So bad.
I seriously love that accent.
I need to find it and play it for you.
Especially growing up, because I grew up in California. So once I would hear that when they would go to school out there, I'd be like, you have the best accent of all time. Yeah. All right, we'll play again tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Sign up at KidNation.com. Same time.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Update on Kelly Raspberry's Alan saga.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Oh, it's a saga now.
The Words with Friends saga. It's over now. What happened, Kelly?
Not our relationship, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the Words with Friends.
Oh.
Well, last night it all came to an ugly head. A very ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think he thought I was teasing about how much I hate it.
He thought that was radio bit, Kelly.
And then he tried to show me how to play, which made it worse.
Yeah.
And we finally came to the realization that we just can't play Words with Friends together.
Yeah. And we talked about it this morning. And he sent you the text saying, baby, it's all
it's
good.
It's okay. He said there are other ways we can connect, that he still loves me. I was worried.
Look at that.
Leaving last night, I was, for the first time, I was very insecure about how he might feel about me after he finally saw this ugly side of me.
Yeah.
I am a very poor sport. My family knows this, but they've known me since I was a baby.
And Alan, they're stuck with you.
And they're stuck with me. And they have, so they just learned there's certain things you don't do with me.
And that then compete.
And that would
one
be games like this.
But he reestablished what a great man he is. Which is good.
Yes, he says he might even love me more. If that's hard to believe.
Wow.
He said, there's a couple of negative things about me, but there are 500 wonderful things.
Does it blow your mind?
That outweighs the negative.
When a guy responds like a grown-up should respond, because that is so difficult for us.
It makes me feel worse, actually. I'm like, I am such a butt. Which I know is a word I shouldn't say either, children. I'm sorry.
But?
Being a butt.
Well, we all have butts.
I am a butt.
We all have a butt.
I told him, I said, you're in love with a butt. I'm sorry. It's so bad.
I know.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I wish I was better, but, you know, even I tried to fake it that I could do it, and I can't. It's just who I am. I am a poor sport.
It's good for him to realize that,
though. We
know. And I acknowledge it. But acknowledging it doesn't change it.
Have you deleted
words? The more I play games and I look stupid and lose, it doesn't make it any better. So why keep doing it, you know?
Did you delete it?
No, I haven't, because now his daughter is playing with me. So I've got to kind of, Emma Kelly wants to play with me.
You can beat her, though, right?
Are you whooping her?
Well, no, she actually beat me. Oh, I beat her the first time, and she beat me the second time.
Wow. How old is she?
It's intense.
11.
Yes. Intense. That's why I'm not going to play Words with Friends. If I get beat by an 11-year-old, I'm done.
I said, find another. Is there another? Okay, I'm asking the Kid Nation family. Is there another game we can play online that maybe neither one of us, so we're both starting from scratch.
Perfect.
And we're both kind of stupid. We're both... Oh, that's not a word I can use anymore.
Nope. Equally disadvantaged.
Equally disadvantaged, so we can learn together. Is there something we could do like Words with Friends that is not Words with Friends?
How about Rants with Kelly?
Rants with Kelly.
It's not a fun game.
I'm playing Foursquare right now, or Connect Four. I think it's Connect Four, the one where you put the dots down. And
Connect Four.
Yeah,
so can I play that with him?
Yeah. My buddy and I play on the text.
Kelly Boggle.
Oh, okay.
You just download it.
Kelly. Boggle, maybe, yeah.
Wheel of Fortune.
I can play Wheel of Fortune with him?
Yeah. Download it.
Oh, really?
I did not know this.
See, there's so many.
I can
you
do all these things.
Now, America's still in love with Ken Bone, 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 Bone. The man who looks like a hug.
Get the obsession.
You don't get the obsession with Ken Bone? Jenna, you have not lived.
So what do they talk about what do they talk to him about now? I mean, we know about the red sweater. We know about him splitting his pants in his suit. Cute story. Great. But, okay, how is he going to sustain?
Maybe he can be a political commentator after the next debate.
Yeah, because
he can give post-debate commentary.
Yeah. He gave a great question. I don't know if they hand him those questions, but it was a good question. People said it was a, I don't know.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
Pretty deep question.
And I found out he used to be in a Christian band. Maybe he can get the group back together, and this would be a great platform to launch his music career a second time.
We know he's a fan of Ariana Grande, because he had, that was the last tweet he had before his
The only tweet was to Ariana Grande.
What if he got together with Chewbacca? She was in a church and active in...
Right,
choir or,
and she's
or
great.
Musically or something,
and they can get with Ryan from Target.
Yes,
Alex.
Well,
Alex from Target.
But
see how quickly we forget.
Yeah,
Alex from Target. Maybe he can be the front man.
He can be the front man, hype man.
Well, he can be the face. You know, every boy band has a face.
Yeah. You can get Damn Daniel.
All these little
Antoine
one-hit.
Dodson.
There you go.
You're a band. Well, someone on YouTube put up an original song about Ken Bone. The guy in the red sweater from the second presidential debate. You know who he is. Everybody's bought that sweater. You can't even find it anywhere. It's called Big Bone Slam.
Debate number two comes after one. Both candidates having tons of fun. Sharing laughs, having great time. Then he arrived like a lightning strike. I'm Kenneth Bone and I'm here to say, I've got a question for you today. Something about energy sustainability. Stopping the jobs from going overseas. Bone. Ken Bone, he's the man. Send it all down to the big boss man. Ken Bone, he's the man. Ken Bone, he's the man. Ken Bone, he's the man. Gotta be down to the big boss man. Hungry for love, taking by the hand. Crossing the world with the big boss man.
See,
big
this just proves
slam.
You don't have to be good, you just have to be first.
Yeah. Did you see that picture of Kenneth Bone? It looked like Bill Clinton was yelling at him, and people were trying to start the rumor that he went up and said some lewd things to him about his past. And and it turns out that is completely false.
Oh, okay.
He was not going at Bill Clinton.
I like the little graphic on that video that we just saw on KTV. Bone the Bachelor. Kenneth Bone. the next Bachelor.
Nope, dude. Because Kenneth Bone is married to Heather Bone.
Heather Bone?
She just started her Twitter account.
Of course she did.
And she misses her husband. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.